This is the Pursuit of Wellness podcast, and I'm your host, Mari Llewellyn. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. I am joined today by she's basically my co-host at this point, Fee.
I'm back.
She's back. And we were just saying, Fee has been gone, what, for 4 days or something? And we literally haven't spoken or caught up. So this is a genuine in real time
Catch up sesh. Girl chat.
Which I like because like I want to hear all the tea about Miami. Fee was at a bachelorette, guys, and yeah, it looks a bit crazy.
It was crazy, but I'm actually doing better than I thought. But I feel like it's because I like have stuck to my supplements and I tried even when I was away, but like we can get into that.
Okay, yeah, you look quite like fresh considering you were at a party with Rick Ross at like 2 in the morning.
6 a.m. I got home at 6 a.m. We'll get into that.
Oh my God, okay, so we'll get there. I figured, as per usual, we have Fee on. We are going to give you guys some updates, chat through some things we've been trying, you know, like a personal catch up. And then we're going to go ahead and listen to our voice messages that you guys leave us and answer some questions, give some advice. I feel like we're going to get some juicy ones. Like, I'm really hoping.
I hope so.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, love the wellness questions, and we're so here for that. But also, like, maybe some, like, juicy relationship, like, drama that we can give you some, like, girl advice on. Like, I feel like we would be good at that, no?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We've gotten better.
And maybe it's because people are nervous to, like, have their voice on the podcast.
That's a good point.
So we could implement, like, an anonymous, like, Google sheet.
Or, I mean, when they leave the message, they don't have to say their name. If you guys want to leave anonymous, crazy stories, do that.
But, like, imagine... like you wanted to get advice on something and it was like, oh my God, I pooped my pants. Like you wouldn't want to use your voice.
I literally did that yesterday.
No.
Almost.
No.
I have to tell you.
I mean, you know, I've been pooping my pants for 2 weeks because of this new supplement I'm on.
I was so unwell yesterday. It's fine.
You shat yourself in Miami?
I almost did. And then I had to take a whole flight home. And I was literally on the plane like.
No.
Yeah.
That's a long flight to be clenching.
It was bad.
Well, did you know? Did you listen to my last solo?
No, I didn't.
Rude.
Last week was so busy and then I was gone.
You don't care about me at all.
No, I just haven't. No, actually, we were working on the edit and I was like, I have no idea what this is about or anything at all.
You're going to die. Because I sat down and I was like, normally I have someone in the room. I have some energy, but today I'm truly by myself. Like, it was really weird, but I had been sampling, you know what, that morning.
Oh.
So I was on cloud 9, just vibing.
There you go.
And I have a bunch of DMs from the girls being like, you were on crack on that episode.
You'll know why soon.
Yeah, period. I'm releasing crack. Take that out.
Maybe not.
Anyway, today is eclipse day here in Austin and everywhere, right?
I think, yes, everywhere, but I think, like, here is one of the best places to see it, this in Dallas. I don't understand it.
Clearly, I don't, because...
everyone keeps talking, they're like, eclipse party, glasses. Mari's like, what are we doing for the eclipse? I'm like, is it a thing?
Like...
it happens, like, 1 p.m., no?
1:32. I thought, so Greg messed up the calendar, and he was like, oh, my God, we're in that important meeting.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take a pause and be like, BRB, we need to go outside and see the eclipse.
Yeah.
But it's actually right before.
Okay.
So let's go outside. I have glasses. We'll go, like, take a minute. But people are being really extra about the eclipse, like,
yeah,
because of the eclipse energy.
It's like eclipse parties here.
Eclipse part. People are canceling them because of the weather.
I know. We're talking about the same party, I think.
I haven't really been invited to anything.
Kenny was going to attend. It was like a...
The pickleball one.
Yes, the pickleball one.
Okay, yeah, we are.
Guys, pickleball here is a club. It's a cult. It's truly a cult.
But it sounds cute. Like, Alex, I went on a walk with Alex yesterday, and she was like, oh, they do girl meetups. Like, it's a very social sport.
What if you suck?
That's what I said.
What if you're not good?
That's what I said, and I was also like, I feel like I have too many hobbies already.
You should practice.
Yeah, we should do like a couple.
We could help each other out.
Why don't we go to the court near my house?
But just us.
Oh, just you and me.
Kenny won't want to play with us.
Fee, you and me would be like, we wouldn't even hit the ball.
Probably not.
It would be pointless. We would just be standing. You and me would be, no. We need someone yelling at us. Okay. Like, Kenny taught me on your birthday.
You're right, at the beach.
In Laguna, and it went well.
Okay, I'll request.
By the way, you're going to die. So guys, this weekend in Austin, or on Sunday, it was the 10K, and everyone was, okay, our men have suddenly decided that they run, like, Greg,
and they have this whole little club together.
No, they have a little
that I'm not a part of.
Right.
We are not. We have not been invited to this.
No,
club.
But I'm becoming friendly with the girl friends of the running group, which is kind of fun. But for some reason, like, Kenny and Greg have suddenly decided that they run like 10Ks and marathons and whatnot. So I got back from Mexico. I was in Mexico for one day. I landed Saturday night, and I woke up Sunday morning, and me and Greg and Lulu on our walk, and we walked literally one block from my house, and the whole 10K set up right outside my house. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then we realized, like, Kenny, Andrew, the other Kenny, they're all running it. Mm. So I'm like, oh my gosh, Greg, we have to watch. So me, Greg, and Lulu stand there. And by the way, there's all these kids playing drums.
Aww.
And like a band.
There's like bands. Kenny said there was bands every mile.
Yeah. So cute. And like little Gatorades, and everyone's Austin's very cute in that way. Community. Very supportive. So I'm standing there in that bright yellow jacket I have, and I'm like, oh, surely they'll see me. So I'm like, whoa, I'm cheering, obviously looking for Kenny and Andrew and the other, like, I'm looking for everyone we know. Out of nowhere, Kenny Hansen, not to be confused with Kenny Hansel,
there's two,
comes out of nowhere, and he's like, he's high-fiving us. He's covered in sweat. And we're like, oh my God. And he was chilling. Like, he was smiling.
He's
and
an athlete. He's like,
he is amazing.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
He was in the front group. Like, he was fast. So I'm like, okay, like, Kenny and Andrew Spalter must be coming up soon. Mm-hmm. I'm scanning every face. I'm looking for them. They never come. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, maybe they're in a later group. Like, I'm not sure what's going on. And we had to leave because Greg had an appointment. But I posted on my story, Kenny Hansen, and everyone thought it was Kenny Hansel. So I had all these DMs being like, so nice of you to go support your
friend's boyfriend
while she's at a bachelorette. Like, and I was there supporting Kenny, but it wasn't Kenny.
Yeah.
It was and then I came up with this whole thing in my head where I was like, Kenny must have fallen in the lake.
When Mari texted me and said, I have not seen Kenny, and I was like,
sorry.
I got a little concerned, but he told me him and Andrew ran the whole thing together. So it didn't surprise me that you didn't see either of them. I don't know where they were. He said they did like a 9.6 pace.
I know, which is good.
Which is very good for like your first 10K.
I think they arrived right after me and Greg left because they let people go in timed groups.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of people.
Yeah. Kenny said it's the biggest race in Austin.
I could see that because like it's
even bigger than the marathon.
It's doable because it's like, what, 6 miles?
6 point something.
6 point something. Yeah. Not going to lie, I texted Fee afterwards and I was like, I kind of want to get into running.
She's like, should we run? And I said, no.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
I just, the vibe of it, like, it was so fun and they were it made me want to go work out. It was so energetic and like, imagine the feeling of running 6 miles and then going to get breakfast and just knowing that you did that.
It is really cool. I've done a 5K and even that was very like, I was like proud of myself after it.
Yeah.
But maybe we could get there.
I'm going to try.
I need to learn how to run properly and breathe properly as I run. Once I get those two things down, then I could probably
You
run.
Can't breathe anyway.
But, no, so cute. And then Kenny said him and the boys all went to, I FaceTimed him and he was like, I'm like, where are you? He's like, Soho House.
I know.
Eating pancakes. I was like,
No, they're literally too cool for us.
No, they're like so cool. Like him and all the boys. And then of course, like in Kenny fashion, I'm like trying, I haven't talked to him like all weekend. Like I'm trying to catch up. He's like turning his camera on like every person at the table. He like introduces me to some girl and she's like, hey. And he just like leaves the camera on her. And I'm like, Kenny, can I talk to you? And this girl's like,
no.
Like, okay.
Kenny's so funny.
But yeah, it was really cute. And I'm proud of him.
And I'm glad the boys, I mean, especially Greg, are like socializing and getting out there and trying things. And it just feels much better to me than LA did in terms of like relationships.
These kind of like things just didn't happen. I was actually talking a lot about it. All the girls in Miami were like asking me about the move and like if I was liking LA or Austin better. A couple of them live in LA. One of Sydney's like cousins just moved to LA. So she was like talking about it. But I just said, I was like, I'm not trying, like, not that I want to, like, shit on where you live or shit on LA. I loved LA for what it was, but I just feel like in the time and place that we're at right now in our lives, like, Austin, like, could not be better.
I'm always recommending to you guys to get lab work done. I think getting blood work done has been so life-changing for me with my health, my skin, really seeing what's going on beneath the surface. But I know it's not always accessible for everyone. It can be really expensive or really hard to find. And I'm so excited I can recommend to you guys Life Force. Life Force is leading the way for personalized proactive health. Life Force gives you access to regular blood testing, measuring more than 40 biomarkers every 3 months, coupled with functional medicine support from their team of clinicians. It is so important to test regularly so you can understand how things like your hormones, critical nutrient levels, and metabolic health are impacting how you feel today and identify any risks you should be aware of in the future. What sets LifeForce apart from other testing companies is their clinical interpretation. If you've ever gotten lab work done, you'll know it's a completely different language. You really need someone, a professional, to go through it with you. You won't be on your own, as their team of functional medicine clinicians will help you interpret the results and walk you through your personal blueprint to improve your health. If you have ever thought about going to a functional medicine doctor or getting a concierge doctor to go deeper into your health, you know it can be incredibly expensive. LifeForce membership is only $129 a month with no commitments, so you are never locked in. Listeners of my show can save $250 by going to mylifeforce.com/pow. That's mylifeforce.com/pow. Give Life Force a try and find out what the healthiest version of you is capable of. My husband Greg and I have a little bit of a tradition in our house. Every Sunday, I make him croissant. Fresh croissant in the oven, and they are from Wild Grain. I absolutely love Wild Grain. It's the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough bread, fresh pasta, and artisanal pastries. It really tastes like a French bakery croissant, guys. It's so freaking good. Plus, their sourdough is absolutely incredible, and their cookies, forget about it. I love the fact that they have really amazing minimal ingredients in each thing. You can understand all the ingredients and they're pure and wholesome. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can now fully customize your Wild Grain box so you can choose from any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries. For a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box plus free croissant in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pow to start your subscription. You heard me, free croissant in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pow. That's wildgrain.com/pow, or you can use code POW at checkout. I want to hear the Miami tea. Like, what was the craziest thing that happened in Miami?
So I'm at the airport at my gate, ready to go. I'm trying to see where the airport is from the Airbnb that we're going to stay at, right? So I'm like mapping it, and like, I love to do this kind of stuff. Like, I need to see exactly where I'm going. So I Google map it and I look at the Airbnb and I'm like, it just looked a little, it didn't look like it was in the best area. Like,
okay.
I was kind of just like,
Crusty.
A little crusty, which, you know, it's Miami. I don't know Miami well. I don't think Miami's crusty. But
are
like,
you saying Miami's crusty?
No. I know there's like South Beach, and but like I know like the outside areas of like any city really can be a little, you know. So I look at it, but like I'm not gonna text Sydney and be like, "Did you pick a house like in a scary area?" And so I don't say anything. I literally, as I'm about to board my flight, we get a text in our like little bachelor group chat, and Sydney's like, "Okay, change of plans. We cannot stay at that Airbnb. There was an incident. We're figuring it out." All of us are like flying in at that moment. Like, girls are landing, and Sydney's like, her and her sister, who is like her maid of honor, she's like, "We're gonna figure it out. Like, stay up, tuned for updates." So I'm just like, okay, I'm like getting on my flight to Miami. I have no idea where we're sleeping tonight. Like, we all paid for this Airbnb, and like, this was not, I immediately was like, poor Sydney. I was like, let me know what I can do. Like, I hopped on Airbnb and started looking at places. Long story short, they like checked in and the house was like open, and there were like a backpack and shoes and like clothing in the house. Like, I think someone was squatting in the house. And then they get in the house and of course close all the doors and lock all the doors. Two men come and are banging on the door. and like looking through the window and yelling at them to open the door. And it's just Sydney. Sydney is like 5 foot. Cute little,
literally
little blondie foot. Girly. Her and her sister, who's like the same size, said they're like in this Airbnb, like calling the Airbnb host, like there are men here trying to bang. He's like, oh, it's like the pool guy. And they're like, no, the pool guy was here already. We saw him. He left. And like, we don't know what happened, but they called the police. The police came. Like, it was a whole thing. And this is like the start of the trip. I'm glad I wasn't there for all that, because I think it would have like really like unsettled me from the whole thing. But long story short, the police came. They did a report. The woman was like, you guys aren't from here, are you? And the like, there was a police officer. Oh, and she was like,
good.
You guys shouldn't stay here. She was like, you guys should find another Airbnb. So luckily, they refunded us like at all.
But wait. What was the situation? Like, who were the men?
I think these men, we don't really know. I think they were like squatting in the house, and those were their stuff in the house.
Yeah.
And so like there were tennis shoes sitting outside. Sydney like took pictures of everything to like have evidence. There were shoes, that like men's sneakers outside. And when the guys finally left, like they didn't open the door, the sneakers were gone. So like, I think these guys were like somehow just staying in this house.
Mm.
Maybe it was left unlocked and they like, I have no clue. But, like, it was really scary.
So they had to literally file a police report.
Like, they, like, or at least they, like, got the police's info. They, like, said it happened. Because Sydney was, like, I want evidence if, like, for some reason Airbnb, like, is, like, no, you're not getting your money back. Because, like, a whole weekend, I know.
No, but Airbnb's really good about that, actually. Yeah. They always favor the guests.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was, like, a whole thing, obviously. But luckily, we found a house that was even nicer, like, a lot nicer. It was a little further away, but nicer, way bigger. Like, there were, like, so many more bedrooms. And because it was, like, day of, it was, like, a really good deal.
Mm.
And then I think Sydney was even, like, to the guy, she was, like, I just had, like, the most traumatic experience ever. And we have, like, 10 girls flying in right now. We need somewhere to go. And he was, like, and he gave it to us for a discount. So
wow.
It all worked out the way it should.
Yeah.
But that was like the drama of the weekend, I would say. Other than that,
crazy start.
The weekend was great.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't
what I thought you were gonna say.
Yeah, no, it was like nuts. Yeah.
That is a plot twist. I mean, clearly it worked out how it should have. You guys never should have been staying in that neighborhood exactly. To begin with. Yeah. So, and from what I saw, the house looked lovely.
Yeah.
Was it really in Brickell?
No, it was like further. It was like a little more north Miami. Mm-hmm. It was probably 20 minutes from like downtown Miami, I guess, in an Uber.
So other than that, what would you say was the peak like craziness of The Bachelorette?
We went to both nights. We did dinners. I like have never been to something like this. I guess like in Miami, the dinners are like experiences.
Yeah.
You go to dinner at 10 o'clock.
Oh my God.
I know. Mario would be like, what the hell?
My worst
Literally our reservation's at 10 o'clock at night. And it's like,
because I guess you want to go out after.
Yeah, which like you go out at 2 a.m. so it works.
Why?
No, it's I don't know.
Why?
It's just the way it is down there. Luckily, I was like, I knew what I signed up for that weekend and I was like, I'm not even going to look at my phone. Like, I don't want to know what time it is. I'm just going to like enjoy the moment. But each night we went to these dinners. One, the first night was called like Ha Salon. I had a lot of girls ask me about it, which it was, I don't know if I'm saying that right. It was like H-A and then like Salon.
Mm.
But it was like a dinner. But then it's like a club at the same time. Like everyone's getting bottle service and the waiters like get up on the tables and like everyone's up. We were dancing on the table and there was like drinks and food on our table. We were like dancing around it. It was crazy. No. But that was really fun. And then we went to 11 that night, which like.
Explain what 11 is for anyone who doesn't know.
11 is a nightclub, like a club in Miami. It is. It's like a strip club.
Yeah.
It's a club, but I feel like a lot of clubs have dancers. Like, these are strippers. And I'd been there once before, but it was a long time ago. And I was, like, a little awestruck when I walked in. Like, it's in your face, if you know what I mean. It's, like, a lot.
Respect to the strippers, I mean.
Yes. No, I mean, they're all absolutely stunning, too. They really are. Like, that's the thing. Like, Miami, like, 11, like, doesn't play around. Like, they're, like, that's where, like, rap, like that's where anyone goes. It's like
Alex Earl
like,
goes there.
Yeah, it's like a celebrity hotspot. But
did you see Alex Earl?
I did not.
Did you look for her?
I think she was like in New York this weekend or something.
She's always traveling.
Yeah, I don't even know if she posts in real time, so like I had no idea. But I did not see her, didn't see any of those girls. But Rick Ross performed.
My dream.
It was, oh yeah, you would have loved it. He was like throwing dollar bills on everyone, like popping. He loves rosé, which like I guess you know when he goes like rosé.
No, that's his nickname.
Oh.
That's his nickname.
They were pouring rosé for the whole audience, like just like passing out rosé.
Rick Ross, rosé.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I know he goes rosé.
I'm like a really big fan.
Okay, you would have loved it. It was crazy. And yeah, like it was wild. We got home at 6 a.m. and it was a night. And then we did it again the next night, but went somewhere else. So it was nuts.
So you were drinking?
Yes.
Like more than you have in a while?
Yes. But I was actually saying to the girls there, like, I just feel like I'm at the age now where I take that second beat. Mm. Like, we all took a shot before. And then all the girls, all the, like, because a couple of them were, like, younger, because it's, like, Sydney's cousins and, like, all. And they're like, another one. And I was like, I'm good.
No.
Like, let me see how that one sits. Like,
remember being at the age where it was like, another one.
Another one. No, then you were like, why take two? Let's take three. Let's take four. Like, I took one, and then I drank, like, a bottle of water. I really was good about, like, pacing myself with water and with a drink. And I just feel like every time I got like that little inkling, like I should have another, I was like, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Like, I remember the whole night, like I was fine.
Nice.
Cause also it's like when you have a weekend like that, like if you, no one in the house, like thankfully everyone like took care of themselves and like no one
got too drunk.
No.
Not even Sydney?
I mean, she did fall after.
off the table?
Guys. No. I do not know how no one fell off the table. Like, I'm shocked. But no, so we leave 11. It's 6 a.m. We're trying to get to our Uber. You guys, Sydney had, like, the outfits of the weekend. Did you see her outfits?
Yeah, they were amazing.
They were insane. The first one was, like, very, like, Hailey Bieber-esque. Like, it was, like, this so little cute. White. I don't know. Like, it wasn't lingerie, but, like, a little dress.
No, it was, like, the perfect in between.
It was stunning. The heels she had on, like 8 inches.
No.
Platform. Like Lady Gaga shoes. Like they were crazy. And Sydney's like a DIY queen. Like DIY queen. She's like, I guess there were like crosses hanging off these shoes. And she like took off the beads and put Love. Cause you know John's last name is Love.
Yes, right? Which is crazy.
So like their whole thing was like drunken love was like the theme of the whole weekend. And like Club Love. Cause like her fiance's last name is Love, which is like the most.
Are we exposing their identities on the show?
I am, but it is.
They're fine with it. Yeah.
They don't care. She like put love, little charms that said love on the shoes. Like girlfriend like went out, but it was amazing. But so we're walking across the road trying to get to our Uber and she just like absolutely eats it like onto her knees. And she was just on the ground like, ah. And we all had to pick her up. And you know, when, National Geographic.
Yeah.
And you see like a little like baby giraffe with like their legs and they like can't stand up because her heels were so high. She was like, so we were like dragging her to the Uber. That was really the only fall and she was fine, but it was just, it was
inevitable.
It was inevitable. Yeah. With those heels, I'm shocked she didn't fall before, but she looked incredible. And yeah, but one thing I wanted to add and then we'll get, I want to hear all about Mexico and stuff. Cause like, I feel like we're so like, we both had like very productive, great weekends, just in very different. Mine probably wasn't productive. Mine was a celebration, but yours was like productive and a celebration.
Yeah. So, I'll fill you in.
But so the second morning we were supposed to do a sound bath, which like is very Sydney's vibe. But after we moved after we moved Airbnbs, the sound bath lady was like, "You're too far. Like I'm not coming there." So we were just like, "Okay." So then Sydney surprised us all. She kept saying there was a surprise in the evening and we're all like strippers, male strippers. Like we were all ready.
Yeah.
It was a psychic.
Oh.
Which is so cool and so Sydney's vibe.
Did you do it? No.
So I'll have to fill you in afterward because it was like very detailed. But
you don't want to spill it was on the mic?
I'll share a little bit. It was this woman and her daughter, which was really cool. They were both adults.
Yeah. But
they were amazing. I spoke to the mom. It was incredible. I was trying to tell Kenny about it last night. Kenny, like, is not into this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, babe, like,
it's for the girls.
I don't care. Like, I don't want to hear about this. I'm like, please. Like, I just need to tell someone.
It's for the girls.
But one of the things she said, she was like, I see, like, a change of, I don't know. I can't remember if she said, like, a change of address or a change of zip code. She literally was like, I see, like, you've, like, a change of, like, where you, like, basically where you live. And I was like, oh, my God, I just moved. And she was like, you needed to leave there. She literally was like, you could not stay any longer.
Oh.
Like, it would have not served you. If anything, like, something, like, it would have negatively impacted your life if you had stayed there any longer.
We knew that.
And I was like, how did she know? Of course, Kenny's like, she obviously, like, looked at your social media. I'm like, no, she didn't. She didn't know who we were.
And it was a last-minute booking.
It was last minute. All Sydney did, and all we gave her was we told her our name, our birthday, and then she asked if we had, she said, who's your person? Which, like, I mean, like, you know, a partner, a husband, or whatever it was. So, and I, like, what their name was. And that was it.
Wow.
She told me a lot of other stuff. You're going to die.
No. What?
She told me I'm going to have two boys. And I'm not going to have it. She didn't see any girls for me. And Mari literally is always like, you're going to be a boy mom. And I'm like, no, I want a girl. And she was like, she's like, you never know. but I see two boys for you. And I knew it. What? And the things, and afterwards we all, obviously all the girls were talking. The woman was so spot on with all of us. It was unreal.
I'm telling you, this stuff's real.
I'm actually getting kind of chills talking about it. Because what she said to everyone, because everyone had very just different situations, whether it was like a love life thing or like a family thing or mm-hmm. whatever it may be, like she knew. And it was so
Did she crazy. Say anything about me?
She did talk about my work a little bit. Actually, yeah, she said, oh, wait, this is how she starts the whole thing. She like puts all the cards. I did a tarot card reading. You could do tarot card or palm. She said palm was more like a in like literal time, like kind of what is going on in your life at the moment. But then tarot is like career, love, like family, all that stuff. So she goes, I see like medical, like medicine, like field. And I'm like, medicine? I go, I don't like. Supplements? She's like, in your life. She goes, like, I was like, I don't know any doctor. She's like, no, it's not like medicine. She's like, it's like wellness. I was like, I work in like I work for like a nutrition company. She's like, that's it. And I was like right away she said that. I was like, that's so weird. And then she said, you and your partner,
me,
like, she was like, have like, she's like, this is like just the beginning. You have no idea what is coming for you. And she was like, if you ever feel like a doubt or like it's like you don't, she's like, keep on this path. Like it is like you have no idea what you're about to come into. And I was like, no, it was crazy, Mari. It was really crazy.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. But she, and she was like, you are like serving people and you have no idea. And like what you guys do makes it, like, is going to make a difference. And like, you have no idea. And I was like, oh, my, like, it like literally, I got like a stomach ache the whole time. Not a stomach ache, but like butterflies almost.
Like a pit. Yeah,
like a pit. Because it was like, she really was saying all this very realistic stuff. And like,
wow,
it was nuts.
I have chills.
It was nuts. She talked about Kenny. She told me that Kenny has a strength that I have not seen in him yet that like is gonna like
fatherhood.
That's literally what I think it is.
I bet you.
It's literally what I think it is. She was like, there is something you haven't seen in him that like is going to like blow, like it's gonna be like one of the biggest reasons you guys. And she said we're gonna last. She was like, you're each other's person.
You heard it here
and
first.
And she brought up his mom. She was like you've like you and his mom, and like I was just with his mom the other weekend. She was like, she like think you are like the right one for her son, like she knows, and she like tells me that all the time. It was just so weird. There was a million other things she said, but I was just like, wow. It was
and I have
crazy.
To say, you and me are not into that kind of thing.
Yeah,
like we always were a little bit like skeptical.
Yes,
but that just walking away from a conversation like that, don't you feel so like secure in your decisions?
Yes. No,
do you
I
know
do.
What I mean?
Yeah. She did say I have some chakra work I need to work on in certain parts of my body.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we'll get there. But it was a really cool experience. And I feel like all the girls, it was actually like pretty intense afterwards. Like a lot of the girls were crying. Not in like a bad way, but like I feel like you
I cried.
Would have cried.
Yeah.
Because it was just very intense. And some of it was like very personal, like people's families. Like one of the girls we were with, her dad had passed away last year. And he like immediately came through for her. Like, how did that woman know that?
Wow.
Yeah. No, it was really crazy. So a lot of people were crying. And of course, Sydney at the end is like, I wanted this to be like a fun thing. Like, it's not that serious. Like you don't have to believe it. And we were all like, no. But like, it was really cool.
That's very
so
cool.
So I really love that Sydney did that. Just because like, it was a nice little like, more like wholesome wellness vibey thing of the weekend.
Kind of a good idea for people planning their bachelorettes.
Yeah. No, it was a really fun activity. That, the sound bath would have been cool. But I actually think the tarot card reading was like, amazing.
Yeah. So, you're going to do a bachelorette.
Yes.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be big.
I think I want to do like Mexico.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Spring is right around the corner, which means warmer weather and more time on the go. And that's where Vionic Vitals Collection has the best essential styles for everyday wear to get you ready for the season. I am personally obsessed with flats right now. They look so cute with like baggy jeans or even dresses and skirts. And they have the Willa slip-on flat. The essential flat combines luxe materials with a seriously supportive footbed, maximum versatility with over 12 colors to complement any outfit year-round and day-to-night. You can really elevate your wardrobe with Vionic Vitals, a meticulously crafted collection with daily wear styles designed for perfection, elegance, comfort, and versatility. Vionic's exclusive VioMotion technology is what sets them apart. They began by revolutionizing medical orthotics, and today they continue to use that science to engineer shoes that leave you feeling energized and confident all day. I think foot health is so important. I'm loving that Vionic Vitals considers that in their shoes. Use code POW15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at www.vionicshoes.com when you log into your account. One-time use only. Vionic shoes, wearable well-being for your feet. Well, we got
that was my weekend.
That's amazing.
But I want to hear all about your weekend because you were in Mexico.
Yeah, I was in Mexico. I mean, my trip was
taking
not...
shots of greens. I saw that. Yeah, was there tequila in that?
No.
Oh
no.
I was like, that would have been cool.
No, I mean, I'll keep it short because it wasn't that. It was amazing from like a professional standpoint. Yeah. But basically, long story short, guys, we had a launch in Mexico. We launched in Ahorro Pharmacy. Big deal.
I want to hear Greg say that.
I know.
I love when Greg talks about the pharmacies.
I know.
He's like, the Farmacia.
Farmacia. And yeah, we've been in Mexico now for a few months, but this was a big retail launch. And originally I wasn't going to go because I'm trying to limit travel just because of me trying to conceive and ovulation. And by the way, guys, I'm not pregnant. Like everyone in the world thinks I'm fucking pregnant. And as I was saying before, I did it to myself. Like
just has that glow nap.
That's a
natural glow.
It's okay? A natural glow. And also I think because my belly was out a little bit in that episode.
It was like the pink. Yeah. It was like I know everyone was like, she's pregnant with a girl. That was crazy.
Everyone, yeah, which, whatever. Celeste got really upset. She was like, why the frick is everyone saying that? She got defensive for me, which I appreciate. But
we do talk about it a lot.
I know. I get it. Anyways, I'm not pregnant. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been taking shots of tequila. But I wasn't going to go. And then our Mexico team is really incredible. And the flight's an hour and a half. And they were like, listen, and I know people are going to shit on me for this, but I don't really care. We're sending a private jet. You have to come. Like, they're so generous, these people. They're so friendly and nice. Yeah. Who's going to say no?
No.
If you're listening and you're shitting on me, tell me you would say no. Okay?
Yeah.
So they sent a private jet and I was like, ugh, okay, I'll go. So Greg, Leo, and I go to this private jet. Within 5 minutes of sitting down on the plane, they whip out the biggest bottle of tequila I've ever seen. And I was like, in my head, I knew it was going to happen. I was like, okay, I'll take a shot. We take shots of the tequila. It's amazing. They are like holding bottles of greens. It's a big celebration. We go. We have dinner that night. Oh my gosh, this experience, like private room, closed door, wow. Like 10 plus waiters serving on you. We didn't order one thing of food.
Like
he handled it, Felipe, and just steaks coming out. Tortillas are coming out. Chicharron are coming out. The tequila glasses were this big.
Like, there's Greg's name written all over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tortillas.
Tomahawk, like,
yeah.
Loved.
Yeah.
You're basically drinking three shots of tequila just like as your beverage. They're also pouring wine. They're also giving you espresso martinis. This is all happening at the same time.
Yeah.
So me, I'm like, whoa, like, oh my gosh. I can barely keep up. Like, I'm just not cool anymore. Like, I've just come to the realization that, like, I'm just not, I can't. Like, I am just not physically or mentally there.
Yeah.
But I had a great time. We wake up the next morning. We're in Monterrey, Mexico. We go to the event. Some of Mexico's biggest influencers are there. Like, this girl, what was her name? Ale Rubio. The biggest influencer in Mexico comes, and I'm like, whoa. And I meet her and I give a speech. And the girls were so cute. They were in these beautiful workout sets with their jewelry, like popping off. They're making green smoothies on the stage. You can't have alcohol at pharmacy events in Mexico, by the way. It's illegal. So no alcohol. They're on stage and it's basically like Good Morning America. Like there's a big screen showing the smoothies. It was like it was very different to our US events, but everyone was so appreciative to have us there. It was like really, really special. And seeing Bloom International like is amazing.
It almost looked like a conference from like the outside in. Like yeah. It was very like, what's the word?
Official.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. And there was like,
it looked beautiful.
Customized t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And the greens are a little different in Mexico because the palate there and the flavors they want are different. And I tried the Mexican greens and they actually are lovely.
They taste different?
Yes. It's a different flavor profile.
Because it has to be completely done by a different manufacturer.
Yes, but also the flavors they want in Mexico are different to what we want here in the US, which is pretty interesting because the palate and the food there is completely different.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a lighter, fresher taste. Yeah. Anyway, if you live in Mexico, like the greens are lovely. Mm-hmm. So it was a long day. Like after the event, we toured the pharmacy. We went to this like 4-hour lunch and then we had to wait for the plates. It was a whole thing. I was exhausted. But we got back, had a lovely Sunday, worked out in my new garage gym, which...
Saw that.
Oh my God, it's coming together.
I'm so excited.
Not even close to done, but it's usable and it's amazing. Like you and Kenny need to come work out.
I'm so excited.
You can blast the music.
No, I need a little sauna sesh, I think.
Yeah.
I was like, I might, yeah.
Just use it whenever you want.
Okay.
You need to turn it on an hour before though.
Okay.
It takes a while to heat up.
I might do it at the end of the day.
And we have the Bloom turf.
Yeah.
Guys, go follow me.
The picture of Lulu on the turf was so cute.
Lulu is obsessed with the turf. She's like rolling all over it.
I'm sure. She's like, I have a new yard inside.
I'm just waiting for Arnold to pee on it.
Take over, yeah.
Yeah, he definitely will.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. And the equipment is slowly but surely coming in. I think people watching my Instagram think that we like launched a Bloom gym, but it's in my house.
It is not for the public.
No, it's not for the public. Yeah. It is the Bloom gym,
yeah,
but it's a private gym.
I'm
friends.
So excited.
I know, it is
Kenny's
amazing.
Kenny's really excited too.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. Like, you guys are just going to die. I want to get a big whiteboard and write down, like, circuits workouts for us to all do. Yeah. And then we have the driveway, so you can do sprints and, like, carry weights up the driveway.
Armors carries up, yeah.
It's pretty amazing. I was down there this morning. What else was I going to say? It was gym-related, but I can't remember.
You said you have equipment coming and stuff.
Lots of equipment. We're getting another squat rack because Greg and I both wanted to use it at the same time. And we were like, ugh, we need another one.
I'm excited. The wellness room, you guys.
Yeah.
There's a plunge in there.
I've been
sauna.
Using the plunge.
How is it?
Wait, I have to give a shout out to Plunge because they sent me the all-in plunge. And when I tell you it's amazing, guys, it stays running. Like, it's really clean. It's beautifully fresh and cold. And I just go back and forth between the two. It's incredible.
How is it compared to, like, the other one you've had? Like, is it really cold?
It is really cold. It's really cold, but it feels cleaner to
me. It's, like, fancy.
It's fancy. It's, and like, it keeps... rotating.
It, it has like lights and like,
yeah,
and like Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Like it has all these, and it connects to an app, which is cool, right?
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
No, it's really great. So thank you, Plunge, for sending me
I'm
that.
I'm really excited.
You need to use it.
I'm very excited.
Let's just like go in the calendar and like set a time for you and Kenny to come work out.
I love that.
But you can obviously sauna after work, you know?
Well, now we're like here until we leave again for Nashville.
Oh, Nashville.
We're going to Nashville for podcasts, you guys.
Woo! We're interviewing Daisy Keach. Which is so exciting because she's never done an interview before, I don't think.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Good ones lined up.
I know. So anyway, I think that's all my updates. Oh, we've been talking forever. And I wanted to give a little update on my lip blush.
Oh, yeah. They look really good. I was thinking about them.
Nothing on.
Really?
I did a little lip liner, but like other than that, nothing.
So it looks like you have...
tint.
A little stuff on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I know I said last time I was here, I was getting it done and Fee was like, oh my God, please don't.
I was a little scared.
I have to say, like when I first left the appointment, like.
Why did you let me do this? I'm like, you want, like, I'm not going to stop you. Mari was like, I'm getting lip blushing. Okay, bye. And I was like, okay.
You know, when you get something done and you like want to make sure the person that did it knows that you like it.
Yeah.
Like eyebrows or whatever. Yeah. I looked so crazy. Like, I looked like a clown, like that character from Monsters, Inc.
You know, in Monsters, Inc., you guys, when the little lip sucky thing happens and then he's laying there and he's like pale and he's these big red lips. I sent that to Mari. I was like,
it was me.
It's giving.
It was literally me. Like, I looked insane. Like, I didn't want to go home because I was like, Fee is going to roast me. Like, I look crazy. Like, they were inflamed and red and big. But as, like, I think I'm on the almost 2-week mark now and they're faded and they just look like I have like a little bit of tint on. And
they look great.
When I have no makeup, it just looks like I really
they
like them.
Something.
Yeah.
They look very good.
I'm happy with them. So I would recommend actually.
Love it.
It's semi-painful, which I didn't realize, but nowhere is near as bad as lip filler.
Okay.
So I'm a fan.
That's bad.
I think that's all of our updates. I mean, Strawberry Kiwi is restocked at Target for Bloom. Had to give that announcement because it's one of our best favorite flavors.
Wait, I did bring Bloom with me to the Bachelorette. I should have taken videos. We were all like hungover, but we all drank it like literally every morning. I brought two little, I guess they were like 25 counts that I had had in my pantry.
Yeah.
And I gave them at the end. Two of the girls were like leaving in the morning and they were the ones that like loved it the most. And I was like, do you guys want these? And they were like, really?
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, of course. And they were like so grateful. And they were like, we were going to go buy it. Like, we loved it so much. So I gave them, I think, a berry and a strawberry kiwi. And they like loved it.
I feel but like all my greens friends were taking it. At a bachelorette is kind of a necessity.
It was amazing. Like, I drank them every morning. And then I also drank them before we went to dinner.
Yeah.
Because like with all the alcohol you're drinking and even just like the dinners, it's just like the random food I was eating all day.
Yeah.
Like, it really helped.
Yeah.
Like, truly.
It's and a all bachelorette the girls said that too. Accessory.
We all drank it before we went on. Oh, we went on a boat. We did a yeah. little boat day. And we all drank it. And, like, a couple of the girls hadn't tried it before. And they were all like, am I going to be, like, safe on the boat? Like,
am I going to shit myself?
Yeah, basically. And I was like, you'll be fine. I was like, first, there's a bathroom on the boat. Like, a nice one. But they, yeah, they were all fine. They all loved it.
Good.
Oh, wait. Yeah. So my last day, I literally almost pooped my pants.
Oh, you never told us
about
that.
It was very close. I couldn't, like, go all morning. And I was, like, so uncomfortable. Like, I was so uncomfortable.
Did you drink aloe juice?
I didn't. I took, like, what did I even take? I took Tums because I had, like, such a bad stomach. Whatever. I was so unwell. And I drank two cups of coffee. Nothing was helping. And then.
Oh.
And then it set in. And then I couldn't stop going. And then I was, like the whole, like, I was, like, how am I going to get on a plane? I got Pepto at the airport. I was, like, so unwell.
This happens to you, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah. You know what it is? Last night, Kenny goes, I think you, like, might be, like, allergic to alcohol. Because when I drink, no, seriously, like, when I drink, I know, like, if anyone overindulges, like, yeah, obviously you get, like, ill because it's, like, poison, literally. But, like, the way it, like, inflames my stomach, it's probably, like, something to do with, like, my gut lining and, like, the things I have going on.
I was
going to
say, I think you
on.
Already have gut issues, so it probably just makes it worse.
But I think it, like, inflames my intestines or something because it is, like, unbearable the next day.
Well, imagine you already have super sensitive
yes.
gut lining
yeah.
and you
Throw
have gut dysbiosis.
Yes.
Imagine adding that.
Yeah. So I'm like, I might take a little break.
We've been having a lot of issues lately. Oh, guys, I April Fooled Fee and told her I pooped myself.
Here.
Yeah, at the studio.
The day she recorded that solo, I was out of town. And so she came and recorded by herself. And right after she texted me, she's like, Fee, I can never go back to Pouch, the place we record. And I'm like, oh my God. Of course, I'm like, what? Like, what happened? Like, I like wasn't there. And she's like, I sharted in front of the producer here. And I, of course, I literally go, was it loud?
By the way, when we posted that, everyone was like, why did she respond that way? Like, why was that her question?
I had a bunch of girls DM me, like, literally that was my first question too. Like, I'd be like, was it loud? Like, did he... Okay, you sharted. Did he hear it? Or, like, was it, like, you know? And I fully believed her. And she's like, Greg's coming to pick me up. Like, I literally pooped my pants. And she's been having some issues lately. So I fully was like, oh, my God. She, like, literally sharted. And then she's like, hi, Bethel. Like, she's like, I can't believe you believe me. And you did the same thing to Greg.
Yeah.
And Greg believed you, too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he oh, yeah, caught he, on. Yeah, he was like, you were like, you're easy to fool, I feel like. Because you don't. Lie like you never would.
Well, also just as someone who has personally done that, I'm like been there, girl.
Yeah, you're like,
I've done it.
Happens to the best yeah. of us. Yeah, it was a good prank.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to some voice messages. We have a ton today.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Hi guys, this is Belle. I'm actually a newbie. I'm listening to your podcast, and I just wanted to ask. And this question may have been asked before in the past, but. How should I be regulating my hormones and adjusting my body post-birth control? I have now been off of birth control for 9 months, and I feel like my menstrual cycle and my hormones are still regulating themselves. So I just wanted to get a little feedback and some advice on what I should be doing for myself. Thanks.
Such a good question. First of all, I got this.
Vibe, yeah.
You're like, you got this. Take it away. First of all, love the name Belle. Like, mm-hmm. stunning, gorgeous, might add it to my baby name list. Secondly, you sound like you're from New York, and I just appreciate that. Maybe you're from New Jersey. I don't know. my feedback on this. So after coming off birth control, I lost my period for a whole year. Remember, I was like spiraling. I was so upset. And I did a few things. Supplementation. I took myo-inositol, which I still take. And I took Vitex, which is also known as Chase Tree, for a full year. I did acupuncture. I was patient. I tried to kind of pull back on the HIIT workouts, which given I was doing a lot of crazy workouts, like 6 days a week, which was too much.
Yeah.
More walking, like leaning into my feminine, making sure I was eating enough. And it came back a year later. I don't know if it was because of all the things I was doing or I was just being patient. It will come. But those things I just listed are some things that will help.
Yeah.
Do you want to add anything?
Yeah. I mean, I was on the pill for like 9 or 10 years. And luckily, I've always had like a very consistent menstrual cycle and I got it right back after. But I do deal with like almost, I have a estrogen dominance. So I kind of deal with like extreme symptoms like around my cycle. Like they're really heavy and like uncomfortable. So I've been on a supplementation regime with Emily and I take Chase Tree. I take that. I take like a bunch of things, but mine are to level out my estrogen. So I've been doing that stuff as well. I haven't tried acupuncture and stuff, but I think that's more so if you're like trying to get the cycle back.
Mm.
But I am still working on trying to regulate mine and make it a little more like bearable.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hi, Mari. Hi, Fee. My name is Taylor. I'm from Austin, Texas. I just want to say I love the show. The solo episodes are becoming my favorite part of my week. I'm obsessed. Two things. One, if you don't do a walk or a meet and greet in Austin, Texas, or like Lady Bird Lake or something, I will cry myself to sleep every night. I have been manifesting, and I really, really think you should do it. It would mean so much to meet you and meet like-minded girlies. It's kind of hard to find them around yonder sometimes. Second, I've always been curious if you've been thinking about doing a natural birth and doing the midwife route with pregnancy. Want to hear your thoughts on that. Would love to hear how Greg's doing with his fertility as well and the issues and things that helped him. Okay, love you so much. Please do the walk.
Taylor, you are the sweetest thing ever. We're definitely going to do the walk. I feel like, I mean, I'm on Lady Bird Lake like every day.
We should just do one soon. Yeah. Like it doesn't have to be anything crazy, but like while it's still not like too hot in Austin,
you're right.
Like a nice little weekend one would be good.
Put it on our notes. Today we're going to plan it. We'll do a post. I mean, the last time we did a walk in Venice, guys, like how many people showed up? Almost 200?
It was like 200 people.
It was nuts. How are 200 people going to walk around the lake? Are we going to get arrested?
We're going to like block the path. I don't know. I think we could do it.
We'll figure it out.
We'll just have to do like 3x3.
Everyone can just
take up the whole
move out of the way.
Move.
We'll have a flag that says pow, you know?
Yes.
Anyways, we would love to, Taylor. What was the actual question? Do I want to do a natural birth with a midwife? I definitely want to do a hospital birth. I think I've heard too many stories about complications happening at home. Like, yeah. I'm not trying to play around with that. However, you know how I am with medication. Like, and I do think the start of life is really important. Like, I would love to be able to do a vaginal birth. I think that's really important. If I'm able to, God willing. I know that my mom did a natural birth. Like, she didn't take any medication,
wow.
Which baller behavior. Like, yeah. Cannot believe she did that. And I don't know if I'll be able to. Mm-hmm. Without an epidural or all that kind of thing, truthfully, I don't know that much about it. Maybe I should have like a midwife on the show and yeah. I can ask her when I get to that point.
A couple of my friends this weekend, we had a little powwow after the weekend.
Yeah.
Just me, Sydney, and Jesse just hanging out. And we were talking about babies and they were like, is Mari going to like do a natural one, like a home, like bath birth? And I was like, I don't think so. I was like, actually, I've never asked you about that. I was like, I don't think so.
No.
But would you get a doula?
I will get a doula.
Is a doula for any
You can bring
pregnancy?
The doula to the hospital.
Okay, so a doula is not just for like an at-home nurse.
No.
Is it like just a person that helps like
They support
guide
you,
you
through the pregnancy and they prepare you for birth and they give you a plan. Like you have a birth plan.
Okay.
and you either follow the plan or something happens and you don't follow it at all. But the doula's there to support you. And they say sometimes that in the hospital, the doctor will like rush you kind of and be like, okay, we need to get the baby out and we'll want to give you medicine. And there's all these decisions you have to make while you're literally giving birth.
Yeah.
And the doula's kind of there to help guide you through those decisions. I will for sure have a doula. I'm excited for that. But yeah, I don't know. Definitely a hospital birth though.
My friend Jessie, she was like, I kind of want to become a doula and like get certified. And I was like, that's really cool.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
You're going to be there, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. My birth?
Yeah.
You have to be.
I'll be there. I'll be there with the camera. Like,
You're so bad with the camera. I don't want you holding the camera.
I've recently got engaged and I'm having a hard time starting the wedding planning process because we're not sure what we want to do. We're thinking a small micro wedding, but honestly, I'd rather just elope at the local courthouse. What's your advice for planning a smaller, non-traditional wedding and navigating family's input?
Wow, such a good question. Yeah, so just for context, guys, I got married 2 years ago and I had a very small wedding, like 15 people in Cabo. I did use a wedding planner. My advice... I was not a big wedding girl, didn't grow up like dreaming of a wedding, never really had it in my head. We basically were like, we want to go on a big family vacation. Like we want our favorite people in a beautiful place and to just celebrate. And I really kept it quite chill. We had rooms in a beautiful hotel in Cabo. We all like swam every day. We released turtles one day, like chilled by the pool, had beautiful food. It was very intimate. I had the time of my life, best day ever.
It was such a great wedding.
It was really special.
It was really, really nice.
We got lit. We were dancing the whole night. We like ran into the ocean.
Yeah.
No, I had a great time. Reflecting on it now as an almost 30-year-old, I was tempted to kind of skip the whole ceremony thing and elope or do something even smaller. And I'm so glad that I didn't do that because it's such a special memory to me. And as I get older, like it's something I hold on to.
Yeah.
And I almost am like, I wish I went a little bit bigger because now I have more people I would want there.
Yeah.
And it, you know, you evolve and change over time, but I am so glad that I honored it. Because mine and Greg's relationship, I think it was tricky because we'd been together for so long.
Yeah.
And when you're together for so long, you just get comfortable. Like, we know we're together forever. Yeah. We don't need to do anything.
Yeah.
But I am glad that we celebrated our relationship because it's like, that's the most important part of my life. Like, of course I should celebrate it. And what other time am I going to have my entire family and Greg's entire family on a trip together, you know?
I think weddings are just so personal. And like, whatever you... Like, whatever you imagine as, like, that is your dream wedding, whether it is eloping at the courthouse just with you and your fiance and, like, one or two people, like, whatever you feel like is going to be that memory for you and comfort you and, like, the way you see it, like, then that's the best option for you. And, like, that's how you have to explain it to your family. And, like, that's your moment. Your wedding is not for them.
Period.
Your wedding is for you and the person you're marrying. And whether you want to have 500 people or 200 people or 15 people or no one there, like, that is a personal decision and it's your wedding.
Yeah, period.
So
I didn't ask anyone's advice, really.
I feel like when I, like, I struggle because, like, I'm a people pleaser and I want to make everyone happy.
Mm.
But I also know, like, when it comes down to my wedding, like, it's like, I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah.
And like.
You're a wedding girl.
Yes, I'm very excited. It's not, I've definitely, it's not like I've been the girl that's like, I've had my dress picked for like my whole life. And like, I've been like a little girl dreaming of it. But I do love planning events and stuff. And I just think a wedding would be really fun to plan. I've heard it can be a little bit of a nightmare. Sydney, oh my gosh, Sydney was like, this is my last hurrah. She was like, the next 2 months are going to be like grind time planning stuff. But.
I mean, you planned mine with me.
Yeah. Yours, but it was still a lot of work.
It was.
Even for a small group, like, we still had calls. Like, we had a lot. There's so many things to pick.
Remember I stopped sleeping for the 2 weeks leading up to it?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Mari and Fee. My name's Caroline. I am literally obsessed with you guys. Found your page and show about a year ago and have binged all of them since then. I had a quick question about just kind of, like, restarting your health journey. I guess I'm coming out of a really poor season of health. I have had a cancer diagnosis. It's come along with a seizure disorder and endometriosis and all the things, and have just felt not well for a year or so. And I'm just in a place where I want to kind of regain as much control over my body and health as possible. But it's very hard for me to know how to kind of start. I need to learn to have grace for my body, but also am just wanting to feel good. So any tips or advice on nutrition, movement, coming out of a really poor place of health? Thanks, guys.
Okay. Yeah. Caroline, thank you so much for sharing all of that. That sounds really difficult. And I can't even imagine, you know, coming from that place. I think if anything, starting from a poor place of health, you have nothing to lose and you're kind of starting from the ground up, which is where I was at when I started my health journey. And I would say don't underestimate the small stuff, like the short walks every day, the slight tweaks, you know, just drinking more water, getting more protein in. These small habits you can implement every day will take you such a long way. And just keep chipping away at those small goals and things will build up over time. Things don't have to be rushed. You don't need to be hard on yourself. Come from a place of love and positivity. And I really feel like those small, simple steps will take you a long way. And I think also just applaud you for, you know, going through all those hard things and still wanting to come out of the other end, like a better version of yourself. I think that's really, really special.
Yeah.
I think that's all the time we have today, but we will definitely respond to more of these voice messages. We really appreciate you leaving them. Seriously, ask us anything, like relationship, friendship, like anything. We are here to help you guys. Just a reminder, please subscribe or follow to the show. It really helps me and Fee keep growing. We are going to get to planning a meet and greet walk. We're also discussing a live show, which would be so freaking exciting. And we love you guys so much. Fee, thank you.
Of course. It was so much fun. It was so nice to catch up. We haven't seen each other all in 4 or 5 days.
So. I know. So instead nice of gossiping over lunch, we did it on the pod.
Love it.
Love you guys. Bye. Thanks for joining us on the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. To support this show, please rate and review and share with your loved ones. If you want to be reminded of new episodes, click the subscribe button on your preferred podcast or video player. You can sign up for my newsletter to receive my favorites at marilewellens.com. It will be linked in the show notes. This is a Wellness Out Loud production produced by Drake Peterson, Fiona Attix, and Kelly Kyle. This show is edited by Mike Fry, and our video is recorded by Luis Vargas. You can also watch the full video of each episode on our YouTube channel at Mari Fitness. Love you, Pow Girls and Pow Boys. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team.